Blog Talk Radio.
What's up? What's going on? Precious, is you there?
Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday. Sunday, fun day.
Right. Another beautiful day at Rainbow Rendezvous.
Well, you know, sunshine. It was hot. I put on a jacket, didn't realize, you know, that I didn't need it, but
I had on a bikini. That's how hot it was
today.
Yeah.
What?
I had
and
a
you
bikini.
Didn't get on Glide?
I wasn't random gliding people. I wasn't random gliding. But as soon as the show is over, that's definitely what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Random glides. I'm a blind people, but
that
it's all
really?
It's all for the love. Yeah.
I'm blind.
Totally.
I'm blind. But, you know, how are you other than being in a bikini being hot when it's supposed to be cold?
I'm a little tired. We had our first morning show on the Intune show, and that was a blast. So kudos to everybody who tuned in to the Intune show. We must do this again. So now we're on Rainbow Rendezvous, and I'm excited about that. I'm excited about our guests of the evening, and I'm excited to get to kick it with you as usual.
Yay.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, I am excited as well. But before I bring her on, I just got to tell you all why I asked her to come on the show. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how long I've been following Glenisha on Twitter. I don't know how long. But she manages to captivate, you know, people in a way that I can't really describe. It's like she's just herself, but she's just so humble with what she does. But her work, it speaks for itself. You know, she founded the Fembassy. And that's basically where I've noticed that she really, really, really pushes female MCs, you know, and it's beautiful. She's an activist. I admire her. Let me stop talking so much and just bring her right on.
Please,
I could
be quiet.
Probably be all day.
Right. We
really?
Talk to you all the time. Goodbye, Dean. Bring on our guest.
We got our guest.
Yeah.
It's going to be from Morgan.
Yay.
Are you there?
Yeah. Hi. How are you?
I'm good. Besides babbling like a brook, like, you know, just trying to put a cork in, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you're good.
Yes. And we welcome you to Rainbow Rendezvous. So thanks for taking the time out today, Miss Morgan.
And thank you for having me.
Of course.
No,
I'm going to let you kick it?
I'm going to let you kick it.
Yay! I thought you to see I was already ready, right? So, Ms. Morgan, for our listeners who are just getting in tune with your style, with your poetry, with your photography and everything, Glenisha, tell us in 5 words a little, you know, say, just describe yourself in 5 words.
5 words. I would say that I am passionate, ambitious, caring, silly, and loving.
One more.
Let's see.
Sexy? I mean, that's
focus.
Easy. Oh, focus. Okay.
That
one's sorry.
Easy, right? That was easy.
Right, I'm like sexy. Okay, could you be sexy? Were you gonna say sexy?
You.
Right. So, you're welcome. Fiend.
That was pretty much a given, though.
Well,
she sounded like she was trying to figure out the wheel of fork, you know, when they be
right. I wanted
red.
Her to just, you know, keep it real, keep it all the way real. Say I'm sexy, passionate. You know, like yeah, I was waiting for that.
That's all you wanted to say. But you know, I've of course been following your work. I really love what I see. And you know what? Everything I'm saying feels like I'm sounding thirsty today, and I'm not trying to sound like that. I swear, totally. Cross my heart.
I appreciate it. Though. I appreciate
But the Fembassy. I want to know more about that and where you hope to take it.
Wow. Well, I hate that it has been on hiatus for a while, but I do plan to bring it back and have it coincide with the release of our first documentary, Turn Me Up, and as well as I have a few mixtapes planned, and a few other things that I won't quite talk about yet.
Holding out. Okay.
We're on ice. We're on ice for a while. But it's okay because we can always have her back on. So
exactly.
We're on ice. We're on ice. It's all good. It's all good. So, Gwanisha, I was wondering, between the journalism and the writing and the photography and the filmmaking, I mean, when do you really have time for yourself?
Wow. I mean, I try to do my best to make time every day. It feels like it's like I'm always working, but it doesn't really feel like work when you enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Just besides the times, you know, when I'm like, oh, gosh, like I actually am exhausted, but at least I had fun, you know, doing what I'm exhausted from.
Mm.
Okay. Well, I have to look at everything like that because my whole life I'd be like, oh, my God. I enjoy this, but oh, my goodness, do I really have to do this? But sorry, Faye.
Well, I can feel you. Definitely feel you on that. So, what would somebody be surprised to know about you? Not a secret, but what do you think do people come, I guess, maybe prejudging you before they get to know you in a way that they don't expect certain things from you? I'm getting a little tongue-tied today for some reason. Don't know. But, you know, do you feel like people have any kind of preconceived notions about you that may or may not be true? Or what's the most common one?
I think a lot of people tend to think that I'm, like, this very serious person. And I am, but I'm also very silly. I think my friends and family and people that are really close to me and the people that, like, really, really know me, they know I'm just a really silly and goofy person. I'm always laughing, usually always have a smile on my face. And, I don't know. A lot of people tend to tell me that I'm funny. I don't think I am. I don't know, like, I don't try to be a comedian, but I think I usually get told, like, oh, that's why it's so funny, because I'll say things, but I'll be dead serious. So, yeah, I don't know. My friends often find humor in that.
No, I think it's just the way you said it. Like, people find it funny or nice and meek, but I'll be dead serious. Like, see how the tone has changed? And I was like, whoa, I'm scared. Like, let me laugh about this, you know, or when people getting scared by her. She's very sweet. No. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's cool. So tell us, what is the you know, what are, like, three accomplishments that, since, you know, you're trying to get everything all wrapped up outside of your mixtape, we know that's one thing, but what are two more things that you're trying to put out there for
2015?
I'm very excited. I will have my photography in the 2015 Women's International Art Exhibit. And that's the first exhibit that I've ever been a part of. So I'm really excited about that. And I am just looking forward to submitting my work to a few more exhibitions and galleries.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Well, congratulations.
Yes,
wow.
Absolutely. Big.
Thank you.
That's dope, right? That's dope.
More than dope. Dope-alicious.
Oh, yeah. Dope. We're not going to get into the different levels and layers of dope today. We're not going to do it. We'd be here all day long. But nah, it's cool. It's cool.
Okay.
Now, I know that you are big on women's issues and whatnot, but how do you feel, you know, what are some ways that you feel that women can support each other more, you know, when it comes to their businesses or anything that they're trying to accomplish out here?
I think it's just pretty much what you said, just being very conscious to support each other. I can specifically say that this year is something that I noticed. I really made a conscious decision to support people and just to be more conscious about where I'm spending my dollars. For instance, an associate of mine, she makes this, she has an Etsy shop, and she makes this really, really great orgasmic shampoo, and it's called House of Adornment on Etsy. You can look for her. And instead of me running to my local beauty supply store, I was like, no, I'm going to support this sister who makes this really, really great organic shampoo. So, you know, I purchased that from her. Or like another one of my friends, Nadia, she's a really, really dope esthetician. She's also a writer and a mixed media artist. And, you know, I supported her by buying one of her poetry books. And I really feel like, too, like everything kind of comes back. You know, like whatever you do in the universe, it comes back. So just simple stuff like that. You know, if you have people that they have businesses, you know, you can go out and support. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
Great answer.
So as a writer, are there any other writers that you have a greater appreciation for now that you didn't then as a result as your change in perception from all of your experience?
Someone that I didn't appreciate maybe before. That's a really, 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 really great question. I don't know. I feel like I'm drawing a blank right now. I have so many writers and people that I admire, but I can't specifically think of anyone that I didn't necessarily, like, pay attention to before.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as people who's writing, you know, like I've always been a very, very huge fan of Stacey Ann Chien. I love her work. Of course, like Maya Angelou and Nikki Giovanni. I love Janet Mock. Definitely enjoyed her memoir. And yeah, it's just so many different people. It's funny because I have a vision board, and surrounding my vision board, I have names of all the writers that I admire.
Cool. That's cool. Mine is so cluttered, I can't even see what's on it anymore, so I gave up.
You're going to have to make a new one.
I know, I should just rip it all down with anger. When I'm in an angry moment and you want to just rip something or tear something up, beat up somebody, just rip it all down. Start from scratch. And then lovingly patch it back together. But anyway.
Patch it back together.
Yeah, piece by piece so I can see it. I don't know what happened.
Okay.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, Glenisha, I want to know who are a few people that you hope to interview in 2015?
Oh, God, like I don't want to jinx myself, but
you won't.
I would love to interview Mariah Carey. This year will be the 10-year anniversary of The Emancipation of Mimi, which is, like, one of my favorite albums, and I think everybody knows that was, like, her huge comeback album, so I would love to talk to her and revisit that album. Wow, Skylar Diggins. I'm definitely interested in doing, branching off into some sports reporting, so I would love to chat with Skylar.
Very interesting. I love the Emancipation of Mimi. Like, great choice.
Yeah.
What are some things that turn you on creatively, spiritually, and emotionally? You know, what gets your juices going?
I'm listening.
I would definitely say creatively, always music. I would have to say about 90% of the time when I'm writing and I'm working, I definitely have my music going. It always gets me going and inspires me. So that's creatively. Spiritually, I would have to say just nature sometimes, just being outside and, you know, just something as simple as like looking up in the clouds and looking around and really being appreciative of everything that's out here. And I'm sorry, I forgot the other question.
No, it was just basically all wrapped up in one, creatively, spiritually, and emotionally.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, yeah, definitely music and, like I said, nature and also just people. I think, and I'll say specifically my people, and when I refer to my people, I mean Black people. I definitely believe that we are very magical and a beautiful people. I was watching the Black Woman in Hollywood Essence Awards last night, and it pretty much, like, almost had me on the brink of tears, just seeing us embrace each other and seeing the different actresses kind of, like, leaning on each other's shoulders in the audience and just being able to see us honor each other. So that type of stuff always inspires me and really just gets me going and makes me, you know, want to do more.
Yes, absolutely.
Word, okay. Well, this is going a little different direction a little bit, but I wanted to talk about the article that you wrote, Surviving My Suicide Attempt. And there was one area or one particular section of it that I wanted to ask you about, and I'm going to go ahead and read just a little bit of it here. So, let's see. You had a girl who once suffered in silence, often seen with a huge smile on my face and eager to talk about the latest mixtape, headline, or a new recipe. My family and friends would probably never know if I was feeling down. So I wanted to talk with you about that and kind of get some insight about, you know, what are you doing now, you know what I mean, to kind of combat those feelings of just feeling alone and not being able to reach out to people when you felt like you needed it the most. Like, how are you handling it now?
I think, wow, that's a really good question. I will say, for one, in terms of, like, feeling down and feeling that way, one thing that definitely really helps me is exercise. And it may probably sound cliche, but I know it's also scientifically proven that it definitely helps, you know, in terms of, like, helps me feel great and just being in a better mood. Also, last year, I started doing a gratitude meditation, which is just pretty much like every day. And like every day before I end my day or when I'm laying in bed, I would think about everything that went well for that day. And in doing that, it was just basically choosing to focus on what went great versus things that are negative. And it's kind of like the same notion of, is the glass half empty or is the glass half full? And that's something that I've definitely been implementing in my life now, just kind of like choosing to feel a certain way. In terms of, I guess, wanting to be loved or connected to family and loved ones, it's just sometimes like not being shy or afraid to reach out to people. You know, like if I feel like, hey, you know what, I need to be around my family or I want to hang out with my family today. Hey, you know what, I'm going here and I can just dial up one of my cousins or somebody and say, hey, do you want to go or do you want to roll? You know, or having something at my house, having people over, you know, for brunch or for whatever. And then also I feel like as a society, like, we often will ask people, like, hey, how are you doing? And usually everybody's like, fine. And then the conversation will go to, you know, whatever else that you want to talk about. But nobody really talks about how they really feel. And So, you know, it's just making a conscious decision that when somebody asks me that and vice versa, like, just really being honest. Like, no, you know what, I actually really feel like shit today.
Mm-hmm.
And then, mm-hmm. you know, kind of going from there, you know. But
okay.
it's just about, I guess, first of all, just being very honest with yourself or myself, you know, and then others.
Absolutely. And that's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people lie through it. So many masks.
You got to call us. Press 1 if you want to speak with the host or you want to speak to our guests or ask questions, just hit that 1.
Okay. Awesome. Are we going into topics? I'm sorry. Are we still asking questions?
We good. I mean, we can go into this topic if you're ready. Let's do it.
I'm ready.
You ready?
I want to hear Lanisha's response. Yeah.
Woo. Now, I know it's a certain amount of attention that people want when they're in a relationship, right? Everybody knows it's a certain amount. Me, on one hand, I don't really be smothered or feel like you need me. You know what I'm saying? Like, want me but don't, I don't know. That's just want me but don't need me to make you happy. You know what I mean? Like, because that'll make mm-hmm. me feel some type of way. But,
right.
like, what do you ladies feel? I guess I'll start with Miss P. Do you
want
somebody that's kind of under you? You want me to go to Misha? You trying to
yes.
play a skip around the road, okay?
Yes.
Around the road,
she's the guest. She's the guest of the day. I would love to, for her
fine,
to start first.
Fine. So... you know,
like,
how do you feel?
I feel like it's really all about balance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it's just all about balance. If I'm really in love with someone or whatever, like, of course, sure, I'm going to love spending time with that person, but at the same time, I'm very much so a person who loves her solitude, like, I enjoy those moments with myself. I don't have a problem going out to eat by myself or going to the movies by myself. And it's not even about the other person. Sometimes I just enjoy those moments, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it's nothing fishy going on. But, again, I think it's just really all about balance.
Hmm. Okay. Now it's your turn.
I don't mind attention like most people do, but it can become overwhelming. So, mm-hmm. you know, I feel like everybody needs their space, and then you need your cuddle time. So as long as we all know that there's a percentage of everything we do in this life that needs to be addressed, then a relationship is fine. 10% this, 5% that, 30%, you know. So, yeah. Not everybody has those numbers, though. Honed in on those numbers. Some people are like 99% like cuddle.
99% cuddle. I don't need the 99% cuddle. Like, I do need my time with my Netflix. You know what I mean? Like, let me binge for a little bit by myself. Because I'll be looking at it on my phone, so I always have time to use my phone. You know, just let me just watch my Netflix and it'll probably be okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it'll probably be all right.
It sounds like both of you are like anti-cuddle.
No, I love it.
No,
I do.
No,
but
please don't get me
point.
Wrong. Please don't get me wrong. But anti-cuddle, nah. I'm a cuddle. You know what? I'm a cuddle
monster.
I have a black belt in cuddle. But it's just it tends to be an issue when that's all that the person want to do. When it seems like, okay, I'm trying to do something and you want to cuddle. Not trying to do something like that, but I'm trying to work back up.
What you want
to
do is just cuddle. It can be overwhelming. Some women are like that. They overbearing with their cuddling. It happens, you know. There are some out there. And there's some out there that know, okay, cuddle, get up and go back to do what you got to do. Some people are not just dependent on their relationship, and some people are.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Well, you just be like,
because sometimes
your hands
the cuddles
off
are not just
that.
Like loving cuddles; they're control cuddles. You know, just controlling. I have you here with me, you know, and I'm gonna embrace
wow.
that. It's not for love. It's for control. So yeah.
That's a bit much.
Control cuddles.
We're gonna have to follow up on that one. Control cuddles.
You're right. Oh,
what?
Wow.
No.
That's bad.
Okay. This question, it actually popped up into my head because of a current past situation. How do you feel about people being so public on social media with their problems and with the, well, in relationship, pertaining to relationships, with their problems, as, more than their joy, they're just putting a lot of drama. Are you a public person when it comes to, you know, social media with your relationships? Or are you more like a pretty private person?
It's weird because I feel like I'm kind of out there publicly in regards to my work. I am not the person, though, that's like, you know, on Facebook talking about my relationship problems. Like, you will never, if you think you're going to, like, go through my page and try to find something, like, you probably would never know. I'm probably not weird about, you know, the whole posting pictures thing. I think it kind of takes me, like, a while to really do that. And I am totally the petty person that if something is over, like, I'm deleting everything. But then again, you know, I don't write as much about my relationships, but every blue moon, you know what I mean, I may write about some things. So it may be out there in terms of my writing, which I'm very just open and honest and raw when it comes to that. But as far as social media, no. Like, you're not going to ever, you know, see anything or any rants about my relationship. Like, I just don't believe in that at all.
Correct. Amundo. It's true. You shouldn't put your stuff there. Anything else, I don't care. But your relationship, no.
I think to each his own. I mean, I feel like a great amount of us or people are always annoyed, like, oh, my gosh, this person is always complaining. And then we'll get angry, you know, when people offer their own opinions. I just feel like, you know, I don't know, whatever makes you happy, if that's what you feel like, if that's your new form of a diary, like, whatever. I think
keep
we all kind of have our outlets.
Right, but I think that those should be marked as private and not public. Because, see, now Facebook has a little section where you can click and put private post or public, or you know what I mean? So I just think that certain things, if you have anger, should be geared towards that person. Tag them in the drama. Why do I have to, like, see it? You know, that's
well,
how I feel.
Inbox,
talk to the person, though.
Huh?
Because I don't like the passive-aggressive stuff. Like, a lot of times, I guess it's just like, why not just call that person up or go see that person and tell them how you feel? Because, like, that's the person I guess you should really be telling. And, you know, I guess unless for some whatever reason you guys aren't communicating or you aren't talking, then it's like, all right.
Right. But it still doesn't have to be publicized. I said it still shouldn't be publicized, but that's just me. That's how I feel. Do what you want to do. You know, let people know. It's all good. It's like this daytime drama, the story.
Daytime drama, though.
Right, redirecting it from, you know, the TV to the to Facebook. It's okay. Whatever.
I ain't gonna lie, though. I used to be on it like that, but not, like, too much in a negative way. But, you know, you sit up there and you look at, like, I look back at my old stuff where I did used to post things. I'm like, you know, what was wrong with me? What was going on in my life that I was really, you know, but, I mean, I'm wanting to be a little bit more private, and I kind of want whoever I'm with to kind of be, you know, if you
that
got
way.
A problem with me, yeah, talk to me. Don't hit up Facebook, putting pictures up of you crying and all of this stuff. Like, come
no
on.
YouTube videos with fake
no
blood and
YouTube
knives.
Videos. You know what I mean? And you just crying your heart out. Why? Why?
Yeah.
Don't do
that.
That
doesn't
out.
Work
you
for
know.
Me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah.
Or when they're with somebody else or doing something, they're trying to get your attention. Because you know it's all about getting your attention. They'll post something because they know you'll see
you know,
it.
I can't handle it.
Ignore. Scroll past
right.
it. Done with it. Not
block.
Dealing with it. You
totally
know, you
block.
Said block. You
block.
Know, you can unfollow
block.
People. I don't unfollow so many exes on social media, but, you know, you're friends with them on Facebook, but you want to follow them because I guess it may be some type of etiquette, I don't know, to where you don't have to really look at their stuff, but you just don't want to hit that unfriend. But you don't want to be looking at their stuff either. So that's happened, you know, a lot. I don't know about y'all, but.
Well,
yeah.
I like the unfollow button. I love that on
mm-hmm.
Facebook. I can not see someone's statuses without having to feel awkward about unfriending them.
Right.
I just don't have to see what they say.
It's true. It's so true. Mm-hmm. You can just unfollow their feeds.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And you don't have to see
and
it.
Exactly.
Yeah, cool.
I don't want to hold either one of you ladies up. I got
all
one
right.
more question.
Sure.
That I want to kind of bring up, you know, for everybody involved here today. What is the best and worst way for someone to, I guess, approach you or come at you in an attempt to flirt or date you?
Ooh, it depends on a day.
Who wants to go
me.
First? What?
It depends on the day.
I'm
so serious.
Please detail.
The worst way.
Yes.
For me, I would have to say, and this actually happened to me. I was on Plenty of Fish, and this was actually my fault. Like, I definitely gave somebody my number entirely too quickly, and
on
they on Plenty of Fish.
Oh, Jesus.
And they called me, like, in the middle of the day. And when I answered the phone, she was just like, hey, queen, goddess. Like, 20 of these supposedly, like, endearing, whatever, Afrocentric, super conscious, you know, terms of endearment. And it was just, like, first of all, like, it's just way too much. And then she proceeded to talk to me about how she wanted to just run her fingers through my locks and how she could marry me. And it's like, hold up. Wait, like, wait a minute. What?
Wow.
Like, first of all, you already know how, like, black women, like, how we are about our hair. Like, what? Don't. The whole touching the hair thing. And, I mean, if you feel that way, cool, but don't tell me that. And it was just, I don't know, it was like, you're trying entirely
too
freaking hard. And then to follow it up, I think we somehow, she asked me if I had kids, you know, and I said no, and I asked her, and she started talking about how she did not want to raise her children around gay stuff. But I'm like, but you're gay yourself. So that was the end of that conversation and that whole ordeal, but it was just way too much.
Mm. Right. She
was so common, though. That's common, though, you know. You've seen that before. I've had women that were like, they didn't want to hold my hand out in public if we were going to be around other people's children. And now I'm just like, well, they ain't my kids. These parents will have
right.
to explain what's happening. You know, like, what's wrong with
them? Right.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I need to know the best way now. So, as
my
you
kids.
Tell us the
oh
worst way.
Goodness.
What's the best way?
All right. I'm sorry. I laughed entirely too hard on that, but it was funny to me. Like, these aren't my kids, so, you know, let you deal
They're
deal
not.
With
what
children.
In the world?
Deal with your children.
You know, she told us the worst way, but what's the best way, though? Like,
I would say that, I don't know, I just feel like, I hate to sound cliche, but just be yourself, you know. Don't try to be overly anything, you know. Just be yourself, keep it real, be honest, I guess. And that just always works, I guess.
Okay. You just be yourself, that works.
All right, what about you, Fiend? All right.
What? Me?
What about you? Yep.
Worst way to approach me?
Just
trying to be too sexual to start. No, yeah, that too. That's a bag off strike one. You might get two strikes for that, but I don't know. Just trying to be too sexual too fast with me, and I'm just like, you know, kind of like on some just like chill out type stuff for a second because you don't really know me like that. Kind of similar to what Glamisha said, you know, people coming across too, like, not being themselves, being too forward, you know, with their approach. But the best way, again, like she said, be yourself. Talk to me. Actually want to get to know me. That's probably the best way. What about you? I know.
I answered it as soon as you said it. It just depends on the day. You know why? Because depending on my mood is how something can come across to me as being something good or something that's negative. So the day that the person approach, I just can tell from then how I feel about how they approach me. I can't just give you an example because I really don't have one. You know, just don't come with that ma. That's one thing that will automatically shut every door, window, car, lock up the kids, you know, free to town, like the ma and all of that. I don't get down with that. So as long as they're not approaching like that, then we'll see.
Like
ladies said, they have to be themselves. So if they're, you know, genuine in their approach, then I might give them the time of day.
Well, you know, I've held both of you ladies long enough for now. This does not mean that, Ms. Glamisha, you off the hook for any future interview invites or show invites.
Yay.
I'm just glad that we had you on. I want to thank you. I want to thank Precious for coming on. If you have any shout-outs, Glamisha, you know, go ahead and get those out and tell people where they can find you on social media.
Well, again, thank you so much for having me. People can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Glamisha Morgan, same on Facebook. And just for, I don't know if there are any people in Detroit listening, but on March 6th, I will be at the Contemporary Institute of Art in Detroit for the International Women's Art Exhibit. And the pre-show and panel starts at 7 p.m.
Sweet. Awesome. Well, it was a pleasure meeting you, Ms. Morgan. You have a
great
Sunday. And Fiend, you know how we do.
Well, yeah, they can find you at TheIntuneShow.com.
Perfect.
At TheIntuneShow at The Official Miss P. Thank you both. Y'all know
thank
where
you.
Else to find me. I'm not even giving it out. And everybody, have a wonderful Sunday, ladies. Thank you both.
Thank you, Fiend. Bye, Glamisha.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye, ladies.